Sitka voters gave Proposition 4, the so-called Clean Water Initiative, or Stop Mining Initiative, depending on your point of view, a resounding yes with 60% in favor. On the ballot, it was called a bill providing for the regulation of water quality. According to a press release from initiative sponsors following Tuesday's primary, the issue found the bulk of its support in coastal communities. While that was true for Sitka, Pelican, and Port Alexander, neither Petersburg or Wrangell followed the pattern. Prop 4 won by only 3 votes in Petersburg. In Wrangell, it went down with 72% of voters against. Statewide, Prop 4 failed with 57% of voters against. Sitkans were more evenly divided on Proposition 3, called the Clean Election Initiative by its sponsors. On the ballot, the initiative was called a bill providing for the public funding of elections. Sitkans supported the measure, but only by 70 votes. In Petersburg, it was a tie, and in Wrangell, the measure went down by the same 72% margin as Prop 4. Voters in Pelican also voted down Prop 3, but it won big in Port Alexander, 11 yes votes to 4 noes. There were not many surprises in local returns for statewide candidates, but Sitka Democrats did give the edge to Diane Benson in her second race for the congressional seat held by Don Young. Benson has strong ties to Sitka and southeast Alaska. She topped former House Minority Leader Ethan Berkowitz here by 56 votes. The rest of the state's Democrats gave Berkowitz the primary win with 54% of the vote. Sitka Republicans threw their support behind incumbent Don Young by a much greater margin than their peers statewide. The Republican side of the congressional primary is still undecided, with both Young and challenger Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell even at 45% of the vote, with less than 150 votes separating them. In Sitka, though, Young took 53% of the Republican ballots compared to Parnell's 36%. Kodiak Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, who announced her candidacy in Sitka last year on Alaska Day, took 11% of the local Republican vote. Sitka Republicans also supported putting Alaska Senator Ted Stevens up for another term. The embattled senator polled almost 400 votes more than his closest competitor, David Cuddy. Likewise, Sitka Democrats backed Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich as their choice for U.S. Senate. Begich took 998 votes. No other challenger on the Alaska Independence Democrat Libertarian ballot hit triple digits in Sitka. Voter turnout in Sitka is hard to gauge accurately. The State Division of Elections reports that between 28% and 34% of registered voters turned out. However, current registration rolls show over 7,000 names in the community. Precinct workers in Sitka reported that voting was slightly above average for a primary. The state shows 2,193 ballots were cast here, compared to 1,895 in the 2006 primary election. Despite the higher turnout, quite a few Sitka voters stayed home. In the 2004 general election, the last time we elected a president, over 3,600 voters cast ballots in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.